Welcome back to OV English School. Picture this. You have 6 tabs open. One is a hotel, one is a train ticket, and one is a review page. Then you stop and think, which one was the best choice? Microsoft says Edge can now help. Its AI tool Copilot can look across your open tabs and answer questions about them. That may sound helpful, but it also brings a clear question. Would you let AI read your tabs to save time? Today, we will look at Microsoft Update, what it can do, and why some people may feel excited while others feel careful. Visit ovenglish.com for the transcript and practice. Microsoft Edge is a web browser. It is the app people use to open websites. Inside Edge, Microsoft has an AI helper called Copilot. Copilot is a chatbot, which means users can type questions and get answers in everyday language. Now, Microsoft says Copilot can work across open tabs. In simple words, it can read information from several pages at once and help the user compare them. This matters because many people browse in a messy way. They open one page, then another, then forget where they saw a useful detail. Maybe one tab shows a cheap flight, another shows baggage rules, a third shows hotel reviews. Instead of checking every page again, a person could ask Copilot which flight arrives earlier or which hotel has free breakfast. The tool then gives one short answer from those open tabs. Let's make that more human. Imagine Sarah is planning a weekend trip to Chicago after work. She is tired and she has 7 tabs open on her laptop. 2 hotels, 2 train tickets, 1 map, and 2 restaurant pages. She wants something simple. She asks Copilot, which hotel is closer to downtown and which one is cheaper? If the answer is clear and correct, Sarah saves time. If the answer is wrong, she could book the wrong place. That is why this update feels useful and risky at the same time. Microsoft also says users can choose how they use this feature. That point is important. Choice can build trust. If people feel a tool is forcing itself into their browsing, they may turn it off. But if they can pick the parts they want, they may feel calmer. Here's a quick meaning check. Trust means you believe something is safe or reliable. In this story, trust is the key word. The feature is only helpful if people feel comfortable using it. The company is also changing an older feature called Copilot Mode. This was a more experimental version of Copilot. Experimental means still being tested and improved. Copilot Mode could do more than read tab information. It could also take actions for the user. For example, it might help book a table at a restaurant. Microsoft is now ending Copilot Mode as a separate feature. Some ideas from it are moving into the new Copilot tools in Edge. That older system included what tech writers called agentic features. So, let's say it simply. It means the AI does not only answer, it also acts. It may click, choose, or complete a task. Some people love that idea because it saves time. Others worry about losing control. Compare these two situations. In one, AI gives you a summary, and you make the final choice. In the other, AI starts doing the task for you. Which one feels safer to you? This is part of a bigger change in technology. Browsers used to be simple windows to the internet. You opened a page and read it yourself. Now, companies want browsers to become helpers. They want them to compare products, summarize articles, and guide decisions. Microsoft is not alone here. Other big tech companies are building similar AI tools. The goal is clear. They want AI to feel normal in daily life, not special or rare. Still, the most important part of this story is not competition between companies. It is the everyday user. Open tabs can contain private information. A tab might show your email, your work document, your shopping cart, or your bank page. Because of that, people will want clear limits. What can the AI read? What should it ignore? When is it active? These are simple questions, but they matter a lot. Convenience is good, but privacy is personal. There is also a change in how people work online. In the past, you did all the reading and comparing yourself. You looked at each page, remembered prices, and maybe wrote notes. With this update, some of that work moves to AI. The user's job becomes different. You may read less, but you must check more. In other words, you save time, but you need to watch for mistakes. That's a good recap line. Less searching, more checking. Think about online shopping. You open tabs for 3 laptops. One has a lower price, one has a better battery, one has faster delivery. Instead of jumping between pages, you ask Copilot for a quick comparison. That sounds great, especially on a busy day. But here's a simple compare and think question. If the AI misses one detail, would you notice? Maybe yes, maybe no. That's why users still need attention, even when a tool feels smart. So this update is not just a small new feature. It shows a new direction for web browsers. Browsers are becoming more active. They are starting to read, compare, and answer, not just display pages. For Microsoft, that could make Edge more useful to some people. For learners like you, it is also a useful language story. We can ask a simple final question inside the news itself. Is this mainly about speed, or is it about trust? The honest answer is both. What can Copilot now do with open tabs in Edge? It can read information from several open tabs and answer questions about them. In Sarah's example, what did she want Copilot to compare? She wanted it to compare two hotels and tell her which was closer and cheaper. What does the word experimental mean in this story? It means the feature was still being tested and improved. What is a simple meaning of agentic features? It means the AI does not only answer questions, it can also take actions for the user. What is the main benefit and the main risk of this update? The main benefit is saving time. The main risk is losing control or sharing private information. Today's story is simple, but important. Microsoft Edge wants to do more than open websites. With Copilot, it can now compare and summarize your open tabs. That may help when you shop, travel, or read online. We'll still ask careful questions about privacy, mistakes, and control. So maybe the real answer is this. AI can be a helpful assistant, but users still need to stay awake and choose wisely. Visit ovenglish.com for the transcript and practice. See you next time. Practice more at ovenglish.com with today's lesson and quiz.